The Kinky Cocktail Hour is brought to you by Motor Bunny, the world's most powerful saddle-style vibrator that offers fabulous creative sexual experiences. We use it and it rotates, it vibrates, and it delivers mind-blowing orgasms. Enjoy Motor Bunny as your favorite sex toy. When you order the Motor Bunny, multiple attachments are included along with the Link controller, which allows wireless control from anywhere. Motor Bunny is the world's most powerful saddle-style vibrator on Earth. Use the link in the show notes and spice up your sex life with a Motor Bunny. You're listening to Kinky Cocktail Hour, a conversation between adults about sex-forward relationships, kinky lifestyles, and frank communication. If you're under 18, please stop listening and visit scarletteen.com. I'm Lady Petra, and my pronouns are she, hers, and we.
I'm Saffa Master, and my pronouns are him, his, and we.
And this is Kinky Cocktail Hour.
Cheers! Cheers!
Okay, what are we drinking today?
We are having a special cocktail because Craig at Motor Bunny sent us a happy engagement cocktail kit.
Yeah.
And inside were a whole bunch of tea blends and some lavender and a measurer and that kind of thing. So anyway, this is the recipe that was there. And I thought, well, let's try it. So I have to first make lavender simple syrup. So 2 cups of sugar and 1 cup of water and the whole tube of lavender flowers. So it looked like it was probably a quarter cup of lavender flowers. On low over the heat until all the sugar crystals, you know, melt, and then pour it into some container because it's a lot. You won't use it all for this drink, but you want to make sure you have a container to keep it fresh. And so then I used Sky Vodka and I poured 1.5 parts into this beaker container. And then I filled this Eternal Spring Tea blend, which has that special little flower, the blue flower that makes every, like Empress vodka, makes it that color.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, you seep for like 10 to 15 minutes in a, you know, tea strainer in the vodka, this tea blend.
Oh, wow.
And so then it turns it kind of purple because you notice your drink is slightly
purple.
Yeah. And so then you're ready to go for the drink. So basically you're going to take that vodka and pour it over ice into a mixer tin. So that's 1.5 parts vodka with 1 part lemon juice and 1 part lavender syrup. And then you're going to stir that over ice and then strain it back over fresh ice and serve it.
It's really pretty.
It's really good, actually.
Kind of purple color.
Yeah. Probably could have gotten stronger depending on the number of flowers.
That's delightful.
Oh, yeah. Forgot. And there's a little splash of soda on top.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a real small amount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's lovely, though.
Yeah, it's nice.
Thanks, Craig.
Yeah.
It's got a little sweet, a little sour. It's smooth.
Ying, ying.
It's got a bit of like a deadly sort of vodka blend in it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like you could drink this without even realizing you're
this
drinking vodka.
This is a hot summer day.
Hot summer day, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Great
but
idea.
The lavender syrup is good.
Yeah, and you got a bunch of it now, so I can see lavender syrup drinks coming up.
I'll do.
Yeah.
The Kinky Cocktail Hour is brought to you by Slub USA, the world's strongest, most powerful male masturbator. Visit Slub USA at slubbb-usa.com. Today's conversation is brought to you by WeMinder, a behavior chart app for kinky couples like us. Learn more at WeMinder.app.
You know, we didn't consider anything we were doing edge play till we talked to our friend, right? You know, Dome Jazz has introduced us to all sorts of edge play conversations. We have about 10 episodes of edge play. And lately, we've been exploring this experience of being primal with each other.
Yeah.
And so this was a great opportunity because she said, as she gave me a list of topics, how about primal play as an edge play topic?
Ooh.
So this is going to be fun. So, Dome Jazz, welcome to the conversation.
Hello again. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be here with you both.
Well, we're glad that you're here. We love to chat with you. So I'm going to let you discover or describe, I should say, I'm going to let you describe what you mean by primal player, and then we'll jump into that conversation.
Okay, great. And I'm curious what your definition is of primal play, but I'll go first. So upon reflecting on primal play, basically for me, it's about like getting to the very heart and root of sexual and play energy. You know, and this is just my definition because I know that so many, you know, people have so many other definitions of what they consider to be primal. But for me, it's like this very basic, like honest energy, a sexual energy and sexual act. So it's like the first thing that I guess I would respond to without getting into my head about sex. You know, there's like the, just this like fucking, right? Like fucking is just like a very basic human thing, right? Sex, food, finding sex, finding food, finding shelter. Those are very basic things. So in this kind of like vein, it's like this very basic, honest, raw sexual energy. And yes, you can play at primal play without having sex. But for me, this is very, very much intertwined. So that's kind of what it means to me. And it's not allowing like the filters of, you know, conventionality or, you know, what I think I should be doing during sex or a sexual act. It's just like allowing myself to feel and stepping out of my head and into my body and allowing my body and the reactions that come up to take over. That's really what it means to me.
That's pretty close to our experience.
It's pretty close. Yeah. I feel like it's a, I love the word root, and I feel like it's, the way I can describe it is a hunger, a craving. It's like right before the craving gets filled is that heightened desire of primal, and it definitely has to include sex for me. Expression. It's definitely not a role play for me, at least. It's not me pretending I'm a wolf or a tiger or something else. It's not me personifying animal type experiences, but I do feel very animalish, if you will. And I feel reactive just to sensation. And because our recent iteration of our scening now has changed to this predominantly, then like we're just being present. There's like no script. There's no, like everything's on the table. So it just, it has to do with where we go. And so it just feels that way. And we've slipped into it quite by accident in this love affair thing, but it's delicious.
Yeah.
Right. It, same, you know, like it, like I'm allowing myself just to like go with it and not have a, like a subscribed scene. And it's not like I say one day, you know, to like my partner, M, you know, hey, let's do a primal play scene. It's not like that. It's like, we'll just start, you know, here's an example. Actually, this just happened yesterday. We just kind of started kissing just a little bit. And all of a sudden, like something just happened to me where I just was like hungering for M, you know, and they just came at me like with this look in their eye. And I just allowed myself to be completely devoured in that moment. And it was like, it was just this energy where I really stepped out of my head and was like, oh, this is happening and I'm just going to let it happen. And of course, I ended up squirting all over my bed and then I had to wash my sheets.
No,
sure. Sorry. It was a good problem to have, definitely. But yeah, the same. It's just this like insane hunger that comes from the belly and just spreads throughout my body. And I just want to like take as much in as possible. And it also is not like an animal act for me. It can be for many people. Many people like to personify like animals that have like a primal nature, like a cougar or a, you know, a tiger or a wolf or, you know, whatever. And that's totally cool. And that's just not for me. Yeah. So it's reaching deep, deep down within the belly and allowing those first basic reactions to come up to the surface and sort of like manifest in like this unintentional, growly, sexy kind of sexual play and energy.
Yeah. One of the things that I've thought about is how when we were being more true to our DS dynamic, we were sort of living inside of a, well, let's call it a silo of behavior.
Yeah, there's a structure.
There's a structure to it, you know? And in some ways, we found that limiting, you know?
Expansive at the same time for exploration in that area.
In that silo,
but
right.
Then, like, where we are now, like, they don't, yeah.
Those labels don't pertain any longer. And so what you have is a circumstance where two people are each hungering sexually for each other in a very direct way. Like, it's very authentic. I was listening to what you said at the outset. Like, it's, you're out of your head, you're not thinking you should be this or that. You're just being present and actually allowing your internal sexual drive to drive the experience.
Based on your sensations.
And you're both doing that.
Yeah.
And so it's like this, that's where the word play comes in, because there is kind of a play between us as we go through this experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's very, very close to as raw as sex gets.
Right. And I think the, instead of the word play, I love that you said that, because I think of it more as an interplay, right? Because if I'm in that mood to be primal, but my partner isn't in that mood, then, you know, I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm not going to like be like, you need to be primal with me. It's just something that kind of happens, and it doesn't happen all the time. It happens a lot. It happens actually, you know, when I start to think about, you know, this primal energy, it actually happens a lot more than I guess I would label sexual interactions like that. But, you know, there's times where I feel like I want to sink my teeth into every part of M's body when we're fucking. And it's like that heat, that is primal energy, and it's primal interplay between us. And, you know, I think about like other times where I've had primal play, and even though I guess it would be considered primal play, it's just not the same when there isn't that heat and that connection and that energy, right? Because you two seriously have some like major primal energy. I can feel it, you know, clearly we've seen each other in person and interacted in person. And when I feel, you know, myself around the two of you, I'm like, oh, I'm getting drawn into your energy. You know, I can feel the heat between you two. And so that kind of interaction, just, it's rare when you meet couples like that or people like that who can pull you in with their own energy between, you know, you and your partner as a couple.
Yeah. And I'm only speaking about this because we're talking about the subject and we're on a journey. You know, this is all, the whole podcast is about our exploration. So what I'm experiencing now is, earlier on when this started showing itself, you know, we labeled it primal and we were trying to like understand it, right? So we'd say, I just feel so primal with you. Okay. So now we're not even saying that. And to be honest, where we are in this kind of yin-yang mode is that I can feel primal because it can come on in the middle of a scene or whatever we're up to, right?
Or the middle of the night.
Right. And I'm just going to go in that direction. And then it's like a dance. I don't have an expectation that my partner meet me in primal. That's not at all. That's just how I'm feeling. I meet them where they are and still fulfill that primal need, essence. And then, of course, if he's feeling similarly and expresses those things that, you know, make me recognize his primalness in the moment, then that's like a double dip. But what I'm learning is the dance is like, I can actually be wherever I am at any sexual moment. And that is 100% okay.
Yeah. Well, what I really actually love about it is the experience of witnessing you express yourself sexually without constraints, right? And just to have the freedom to explore what you're needing, wanting, desiring, seeking in the moment, and then just being with that, right? Like, it's a very intoxicating experience to be at effect of a powerful, sexy woman taking what she wants, right? That, I love that, yeah.
Right, and, you know, that taking, right? That the taking what I want from my person, you know, and just like generally it pulls my partner in, right? Or will pull me in, you know, it is a dance. And that's why I like to call it interplay. And interestingly enough, yesterday, you know, during that time, I pulled out while we were, and I know I said this on another podcast, like, please don't do this, but we did it. We went there, and this is super edgy, but I pulled out a very sharp knife, like literally in the middle of sack. And it was so hot. And like, M did not miss a beat. I took that knife and like drew like little, you know, just little carvings down my back and on my cunt, and like just took that knife and went everywhere with it in an uncircumscribed, uninhibited way. Of course, you know, clearly was careful with the knife because it was really, really, really sharp and a new knife. It was so hot. Like I didn't have any, you know, normally when someone would pull out a knife on me in a scene, there's a tiny little like bit of fear. And that's why we call it edge play, right? But I had zero fear. It was just like, yeah, this is happening. This is uninhibited. And I'm allowing M to like do whatever they want with me. And I know that like, at the core of all of this and at the center of all of this is trust. None of this can happen without complete and utter trust in my partner that I'm not going to get harmed. Okay. There's a difference between hurt and harmed. And I'm not going to be harmed, permanently harmed. And that they have really, you know, control over the very sharp object that's, you know, on my, you know, bits. And that I'm allowing them to just go with it and go with my energy. And it's a beautiful, like you said, intoxicating dance.
You just hit something that made me feel a connection to my old self versus new self in kink. And so this is actually, that's a transition point. So edge play, a lot, like you said, people identify it with being on the edge of like edge of doing things in society, or also on the edge of like fear or humiliation. What, you know, it's a titillating kind of thing. But what I've learned, because I've been with Saffer long enough and, you know, we've built this relationship, that edge play or edgy type stuff like you're talking about is way more intoxicating, way hotter. Everything is like you're leveling up when you have a partner you can 100% trust and lean into that, whatever you're up to, whatever you're doing edgy. It is amazing. I didn't know that that would happen because it just happened as we evolved. But as I look back, because of what you just shared, I was like, oh yeah, that's totally true. It has a whole new meaning and it's amazing.
Yeah. You know, when I look back on basically just the last like few years of my life, I'm kind of like tapping into this kind of new for me energy of just this complete trust. It's like 100% trust. And that's how I'm able to drop out of my head and into my body, is I have no walls, like zero walls when it comes to my partner. And because of that, I'm, you know, like a little bit of a bigger girl, right? And so usually, you know, I'm like trying to, in some ways, you know, the old me would like try to hide, you know, certain parts of my body or position myself in a way where, you know, I'm like, oh, maybe they're looking at me like I'm, you know, whatever. I don't have that, you know, like I just trust that what my partner says to me, you are so gorgeous and sexy, just the way you are. And I love every little inch of you. It allows me to, I've morphed into this, like, kind of like a sex explorer, like you both are on. That is allowing me to like be in this new space where I'm completely, I'm like a wild child now. The squirting thing, that's part of my primal experience. I have never squirted so much in the last like 2 years. I haven't done it, you know, like, and now, like, I mean, I've done it, but like now it's like almost an every time occurrence. And that is also part of like being in my body.
Yeah.
It's interesting. You touched on something very important, which is get out of your head, right? So I think for us, this has been a part of our exploration for years, this idea of being present, where we really try and put aside any stories we might have or any assumptions we might carry or any yeah buts or whatever, put all that aside and just be in the moment. And for us, our access point was essentially impact play, because impact play focuses your mind. So that was our access point. But having found it, then we started to explore more deeply into other areas. And I think landing here in this space where it's sort of like we're shedding a skin of some sort, like some sort of like kink skin.
Yeah.
Right? We're just shedding it. We're just being sexual with each other in a completely almost like, if you can reduce it down to its like most primal moment, it's almost like I'm trying to impregnate you, yeah, and you're trying to be impregnated by me.
Yeah. There's an urge there. I think I just keep going back to it's a craving.
Yeah,
it takes over, craving. And when I'm present, fully present, which we've really honed that skill down.
Yeah,
because we do like this thing called at the beginning of our scenes we called skinning, and it sounds worse than it is. Like we're not skinning each other, but we do this. It's kind of like because we switch. So, and that means more than just switching as DS. It means switching in all kinds of sexuality. And so then we choose who starts. And then if I'm laying down, he's waving his hands or being created a wind draft to light the skin up, to get the skin to waken up. And then he's doing soft touches like all over the body and giving me skin orgasms, which are goosebumps, which is fission. It's an actual thing. And so then that is the first release of dopamine. And because we're so present now, when that happens, I feel the dopamine push now. Like I can feel other hormone pushes. Like I can go, oh my God, there's something. Yeah. And so just being aware, it's amazing how you start to have this idea of your sense of your body and how you're experiencing sensations. So now orgasms on a physical level are happening, and then I'm having emotional, you know, orgasms as well, and they're crossing over. And so it just becomes this big mishmash, a sea of orgasms.
Yeah, it's true. You can really explain.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Oh God, a mental orgasm isn't that just delicious?
It is.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that from you. Like such a similar experience. Like for me, you know, I don't know when it's gonna like happen or not. Usually when I have a lot of energy is when that kind of like primal, you know, I do need to have some energy. It's not like I can be exhausted and have that energy. So it's usually after I'm rested, I feel this heat. And what happens is that, you know, we'll just like lay down with each other and we'll start kissing, and like the kisses are so delicious and deep. And then I start to feel that hunger grow. And then like Emma's like doing the same thing to me, you know, touching me and like, you know, kind of like gently raking nails on my skin. And I'm like, oh God, it's waking me up. And then like something just like takes over, and I'll like climb on top, and then I'll like kind of do these gentle bites, and then the biting gets a little harder, and that's it. You know, that's like, that will set both of us off. Yeah. It's like this, just this craving, this like, yeah, just like you said, it's just like this craving. And I actually found out that the word primal, okay, if the root of that word, I sound like a Greek wedding, right? But the root of the word for primal is prima. And it's Latin, and it means first. So it's the first feelings that are coming up, the first reactions, the first like gut instincts. I thought that was really interesting.
Oh, it is. It makes sense because you're not adding your consideration to it. You're just having the actual first experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You talked about kissing. The kissing is amazing.
The kissing
is amazing.
It took us. I mean, it started with that because we moved into the direction we are, we start with ravaging, which is a whole other Sleeping Beauty kind of wonderfulness, right? And then because we were facing each other and, you know, in that mode together, that intimate way, once we took it to the bedroom and we started doing other things, I mean, like the kissing is like, we can't miss the kissing. Like it's like, it's on the rest of the menu. Like it's kissing. It's always on the menu.
Right. Same.
And we get that, you know, Safra's been reading a lot about physics and writing some writings recently that are trying to describe the sensations we're experiencing because we're sex explorers. So we got to do science about it. And I feel when I'm kissing with him, I'm getting lost in his energy. And like, I'm entangled. I can't pull away. Like I finally pull away. And then I'm like heady because it's a high.
Yeah. Well, what happens when your faces are that close together? Because the thoughts you're having about sexuality can be measured outside of your skull.
Yeah.
So basically there's an electric field generated by the chemical interactions, the electrochemical response.
Yeah.
And that electric field can actually be measured outside your skull. So when two people are kissing,
They're touching their those electric zones.
Fields are interacting.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So I feel like that's something.
Yeah.
And so in the world of particle physics, I've been talking about the possibility of there being an entanglement. I think it's highly unlikely because those things live on different levels. But the language is interesting because it is.
It does feel that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so crazy because I really said to Em the other day, I'm like, okay, I'm 54 years old now, right? I'm completely in menopause now. And yes, I'm on bioidenticals, all right? But still, like, I'm thinking about all the people in my age group, my friends in my age group. And like, you know, we talk. And I'm hearing, you know, they're married or they're partnered or whatever. And well, some of them aren't even having sex, but the sex that they do have with their husbands or spouses or whatever, it's just like, I feel bad because I want everyone to have the same experience as me. And I'm like, you should be having rocking sex. You should be feeling everything. But, you know, there's a lot that goes into that, right? Kids and, you know, length of relationship or whatever, you know, circumstances. But like, I just feel, I'm feeling like I am on this crazy sexploration postmenopausal, 54 years old. And I feel like anew because I have not experienced this kind of primal energy before. And we infuse it into scenes. Like we will take that energy, you know, outside of just sex. We clearly, it is very sexually based. We will take it into scenes where, you know, Em and I are both switches, right? So we will take it and use it to fuel some pretty fucked up, controversial, edgy scenes, you know, that are also about play. But at the heart of it and at the root of it is always that chemistry where we allow it just to take the scene wherever, you know, wherever it goes. And wherever it goes, it's fine. And if it goes nowhere but just fucking and sinking our teeth into each other and like just clawing down each other's backs, that's okay too.
Yeah. Well, you speak about something very interesting, which is this notion of trust, right? Like this,
totally. This
capacity to give yourself completely over to this experience without consideration,
mm-hmm.
to the point where you can't even hear the music in the room.
Like, I know, we're right? always like, was there music playing? And we have a light show going on. Yeah. I mean, we have it set up for right? sex. This is like high sensory input. But then because we get lost in each other,
yeah.
like I don't hear the music anymore. I don't see the lights anymore. I just don't until probably in aftercare moments.
Yeah, it really is an experience of massive sex hormone dumps. It just really is. Because after a minute, like you're completely bewildered.
I know. So yeah. That's what is amazing is how deep I can go so quickly.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that is the crazy thing, right? Like I used to be someone who took me a really long, long time to like warm up for sex and, you know, and that was fine. You know, I love long periods of foreplay. Do not get me wrong. But like, I'm finding more and more, which is also part of my like postmenopausal sexploration, that it doesn't take me as long. I have like reactive desire and I reactively turn on. So, you know, I can't just look at porn and get turned on, right? A lot of people can do that and good for them. Lucky. I am not that way. I am someone that I need to be touched. I need foreplay. I need, you know, a lot of kissing. And otherwise, it's just like my orgasms aren't as strong. I'm not as into it as, you know, I could be. But I'm finding like less and less I can just be taken. And when I'm taken, like what happened yesterday, which happens a lot now, it takes me, I don't know, like maybe a couple minutes to really get into that space where I'm like bewildered.
That is the access point. It's given you a whole new access point to, we say this all the time. Yeah, we knew we used to trust. You know, we knew we were trusting. No. The level we're on now, like there's no other human on this level that could interact with us on this level. We're so far down the rabbit hole. It's just overwhelming. And
I'm in the rabbit hole too with you.
Yeah. And it keeps getting better Like, it's almost, it's absolutely, like, stupid. I feel repetitively saying this, but it is so, and it is my life as lived. We just seen today, and it was the best sex we've ever had. I mean, and then tomorrow we'll see, and we'll say the same thing again. Yeah. And it's not like we're saying it because we're just kind of melding things. It is cumulative. We feel like our sexuality is ever expanding. We're becoming more and more fluid by the day, I can tell. And it's now this input. It's like, find the input to make you feel good. Find the input to make your partner feel good. And what that means has no parameters because it's about that.
Right. It's really about energy. And you really can't contain energy. You just can't. You know, and especially the kind of like that chemical, you know, energy and that like sexual energy that clearly you two have and that I have, you know, with my partner. And it's just something that I also, I'm seriously down that rabbit hole. Like when you say rabbit hole, I'm like, oh my God, me too. And it just blowing me away every day. And every day I'm like, I just literally have the best sex of my life. Oh, nope. Today I have the best. Oh,
wait, I know. Keep living through that intention. Keep living through that intention because that is the creation. Because you're already in action. But the creation is exactly that declaration. And I'm telling you, whatever it is, I'm not going to get off this ride because this is way too good. I know there's, I could never find this anywhere else. I mean, no, I know that.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I think this is like, this is pretty much it. I mean, you know, it just took so much, like out of me to like, you know, just even think about like, even thinking about like someone else in this, I can't do it. I just can't do it. And that's just, I whenever I think about it, I'm like, nope, it's never going to happen.
I can't do the numbers. I can't make it add up. It's just not adding up.
I just know it. And I know that you know it too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like we're both enjoying this really interesting primal place. And that's amazing.
It's amazing.
Really happy for you guys because I know what it feels like over here. Yeah. So Dom and Jez, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. Until next time, you two lovebirds.
That's it for today. If you're interested in kinky relationship coaching, online domination, or if you'd like to sponsor the pod to keep it going, please visit our Patreon website at Lady Petra Playground. You can reach me via email at ladypetraplayground@gmail.com. Our music is composed and performed by Roger Ferguson, who can be found at rogerfergusonmusic.com. Till next time, cheers!